Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting a new Mesechta, Meseches Moed Katan, the final Mesechet of Seder Moed in the order of the Yerushalmi. We're using the Oiz V'Hadar Mahaduro of the Yerushalmi, the Tzura Sadaf of the Oiz V'Hadar, and we'll mainly focus on the Pirush of Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the Yerushalmi. Moed Katan Perek Rishon Halacha Halev Zok the Mishnah Mashkim Beis Ashlochim B'Moed U'V'Shvis. Beis HaShlochim over here refers to a field that has a mayon, has a river, has water, a water flow in it. And the reason it has the water, because without the water, the field will dry. So therefore, you're allowed to be watering the field. B'moyed, moyed means in Chol HaMoyed, or b'shviz in the year of Shemitah. Now the reason you could do in Chol HaMoyed, Reb Chaim brings over here the discussion in the Bavli, if the Isser of doing melacha on Chol HaMoyed is deraisa or derabanan, and he proves that the Yerushalmi hold it's only Isser derabanan. So Rabbanan are the ones that says that you're not allowed to do melacha in Chol HaMoyed, but they allowed in a case of Hefsed, like the case of Beis HaShlochim. In Shemitah, the Isser deraisa is only on Isurim, which is called Ovois, and watering the field is a toilada, and therefore it's mutar and shviz midoraisa, and they allowed it b'mokam hafset. Pein mimayon sheyotzo betchilo, pein mimayon sheino yotzo betchilo. It doesn't matter if this flow of water, if the spring of water just started in the field, or it was there for a while. Avaloyim make shom, you can use rainwater. Avaloyim make kiloin. Make kiloin are very deep pits, where rainwater gathers, and the problem with Mekilun is a big tirka to go and draw the water for the Mekilun. You can't make circles around the vines, these circles which hold the water. I understand when it's water that was there the whole time, it makes sense that you could go and water it in the Moyed or Bishvis. Mayan Shayotze Betchilo Veloy Tariyehu. But if it's new spring of water, it's a big tircha. Why is it a big tircha? So Reb Chaim explains that if this place was always watered and it's used to get to be watered, so it's already watered a little bit and it's moist, and you don't need that much water in order to come and add new water to it. But if this is the first time you're watering the field, it takes much longer to water. It's a much bigger tircha. So how can you come and do in Chol HaMoed? Says the Gemara, Ella, maybe Kirameir. We're going to Shita Rameir. The Rameir Omar Mashkimi Menu, Afilus De Beis Abal. Rameir holds you can water not only Beis HaShlochim, you can also water Beis Abal, which is a field that doesn't have a spring of water in it. It's a dry field. If there's a new spring of water that went into this field, you could come and use it. You can come and water it. So maybe our Mishnah goes like Rameir. Omar Beisi Divrei HaKoil. He says, no, it's going to everybody. We're talking about you have to have a spring of water here from before, and that's the only way you can use it according to Rabbanan. If there was water, so what does the Mishnah say? Shiyotzo betchilo. It means it was one spring of water, there was one mayan, and now it turned to be two. Or there was water, but it was only a little, and now there's more. So you can use that new water, the new source of water, the additional source of water that you can use on Chol HaMoed. The Tanya Ken, the Gemara brings down the brisa that we see the machlekes. Mayan shiotzo betchilo mashkim eno afilus de beis abal devir amer. If it's a new spring of water, so you can use, you can water even beis abal, meaning even a dry field. Chol HaMoed mashkim eno elisod de beis ashlochim shechorvo. Meaning, only Beis HaShlochim, which they always water, just now, it happened to be, it didn't have the spring of water, the spring of water dried up. If there's a new spring of water, you can use it in this field. But Beis HaBal that you never watered, that's something that you cannot be mashke in the Moed. Aldai did the Rameir, mashke ben odova she'eno ovid, the dova shu tarech. According to Rameir, even something which is not dover ovid, like Beis HaBal, and even if it's tircha, if it's a lot of work to go and water it, because it's the first time you're watering it, you could do it in Chol HaMoed. According to Rabbanu, we see for now, you need to have two conditions. It has to be dova shu ovet, beis hashlochim. If you don't water it, it's going to get lost. And it's something which is it was already watered before, so it's not a big tircha. So once these two conditions are met, then you can water the field. Now we're going to use here the gears of Abraham. Abraham says that really the gears that we have and the gears that he is suggesting, they both come to the same concept that the raya will work for both. But let's use his gears. His gears is loy ovad veloy torach. What happens? It's not dover ovid, but also it's not a big tircha. If one of the conditions are met, it's not a big tircha, but still not davar of it. Can you water that field or not? So when he shwinim yadolot zor from the following, kol sheip seido v'hileches zohi beis ashlochim. If you have a loss, meaning if you don't water it, it's getting worse and worse, that's beis ashlochim. But now, if it doesn't get worse, so beis abal machlokes d'amir v'chachamim. So then, that's beis abal where a man chachamim argue that if there's no loss, can you water it or not? So you see from here a raya that according to Rabbanon, even if there is no tircha, you're not allowed to water it if there's not dover of it. Rechaim says you can prove also the opposite. You can also prove what happens if there is a tircha, but it's dover of it. This brisa says that only when you have a river, when you have a spring of water there, you can use it. If not, you cannot use it. So you see, you need to have both conditions met. Continues the Gemara with base. At kamo tishe v'tehose beis ashlochem. How long do you have to wait, meaning you have to say there wasn't water before the regel, to then you have a head there to water, saying now it really requires water, it's getting worse and worse. Is it akadish teshnaim shlosh yom kodin lo regel? Is it 3 days before the regel? So when yishwini min adol, let's learn from the following. Chavirai nagav kumei mihodot tloso yomim, chozor b'moyado. Meaning the spring of water, or the chafira of water, was dried out before the regel 3 days, and it came back in the moyet. Meaning, there was no spring of water for 3 days. Now it came back. The shayla is, can you go and water the field today? Also, over the kamei of chunavoma, ilinde akhashen ishtayin. Ilinde akhashen lo ishtayin. It says, depends. Go check the field. The areas that are getting worse and being kochash, meaning you have a loss over there, you can water. And the areas that not. So you see from here that the fact that 3 days pass, it doesn't give a blanket head there to go and just water the field. It depends on the case. There was this field of tzilio that was real saarin that they had barley being planted over there. They could go and harvest in the mohit till yifka and v'yevden, so they should not open up and get lost. And the Chiddush here says, Reb Chaim, even though it's a tircha to harvest the field, because it's davar ha'oved, a big aveda, it's a mamish, they're going to lose the entire harvest of that year, you're allowed to do it in the mohit. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah said that make kshamim, rainwater, you're not allowed to water, and also make kilin, which is rainwater, which is sitting in very deep pits. So the Gemara says, nicha make kilin. I understand that make kilin is a big tircha, but what about make kshamim? They said, once you're not allowed to use the water which is in deep pits, you're also not allowed to use any rainwater because you're going to come to use the make kilin. Says the Gemara, "Bisto b'shura b'lo loyshol el b'moyet." Abishvi is mutter. This sister is only in chol ha'moyet, not in shmito. Ma bin shvi is ma bin moyet. What's the difference? Shvi is al deishi muteres b'melocho hitir b'dovo shitiriach ben dovo sheino tiriach. Shmito, there's no isur melocho. This is just to go and water the field. Once you can water the field, it doesn't matter if it takes as a big tircha to water it. But moyet al deishu also b'melocho and ben chol ha'moyet. Then I'll do melocho loytir el dovo shu of it. So they allowed you to do davar of it, but only if it's not a big tircha. Once a big tircha, you're not allowed to do it. That's why make kilun is asur in chol ha'moed. Someone wanted to learn from the following. Shmito is a whole year. If you're going to tell a person he cannot water the field in a way that's too much of a tircha, that will be too difficult to keep. It's a whole year that you can't do it. But Moyed is only 1 week. So 1 week, you won't water the field in that way. That's something which a person can hold on. So says the Gemara, Oysim Shivas Yomim Achronim. What about the 7 last days of the year? Meaning, let's say, there's a Shemitah year. And now comes the last 7 days of the year. And the Shaila is, can you use Mekilin to water the field? Lo Yustabim Yavdin and Kishivas Me'aregel V'yasurin? Shouldn't we say it should be Asur? Because what is the reason, according to the second explanation, why you allow Mekilin and Shemitah? Because you can't ask him to wait so long. But here, there's only 7 days left in the year. So asking 7 days, that's what we ask in the Mayad. The same in the Mayad, you ask him to wait for 7 days. So maybe in Shemitah, if you have only 7 days left, you'll ask him to wait. So the Gemara says, L'chor, according to that, will be Asur, the last 7 days of the year, in Shemitah to use Mekilin. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan, Daf Aleph.